Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big W 206-803 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big W.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Zach, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober currently.
Are you drinking a Men's Room 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven?
Unfortunately not, no. I'm in between jobs right now. I'm waiting to hear back from my current job prospect, so I'm drinking a Mickey's.
Mickey's Big Mouth, not a bad second choice.
I hope that your prospect is listening to this program right now.
I'm sure somebody is.
He drinks Mickey's Big Mouth and smokes Meretz. He's
all right, hiding. Zach, you're Zach no more. Pick a new name on our Men's Room poll. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Out of respect for the king, I can't go Elvis. I'm going Pink. I was talking with my mother, and she was like, yeah, no, I go Pink. And I'm going Pink just because when somebody addresses me as Pink, and I was like...
Yeah, I agree with you. So your mom said she would go by Pink, and you said, you know what, I'm going to do that.
Right. Well, you know what? I called in a few times. You've heard from me before. I take care of my mom, so...
Hey, Pink, kind of I hear you, man. Number. I'm just saying, you know. All right, Pink, here is your question. What North American country underwent the so-called Quiet Revolution?
What North American country went...
Yes, Pink.
Silent Constitution.
The Quiet Revolution.
I'm going to go Mexico.
Sorry, that's Canada.
Yeah, it's Canada. That's why it was the Quiet Revolution. Everyone used silencers.
And it wasn't televised.
Yeah, there you go.
And they were very friendly about it.
Friendly about it. All right, here's your question. What is the most common type of star in the Milky Way? And yes, it is multiple choice. A red giant, a G-type, which would be our sun, a blue star, or a white dwarf, a.k.a. the Peter Dinklage.
What was the first one again?
Red giant.
I'm going to go red giant.
And you are correct, sir.
Two and done. Yes, nice indeed. Job. So most stars are the sun.
So no, most stars are a red giant. Our stars are called a G-type.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Game is big. Hide some brothers at NASA. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ain't, no free ride.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, Adrian. Justin, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hola.
Justin, my buddy Bill. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. So still at work. Almost done, but yeah.
All right. Okay, Justin, you are Justin no more. Pick a new name, a one name name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Ooh. Thought about this a lot. I'm actually going to go with Cher.
You're going to go with Cher?
You're going with Cher.
All right.
All right.
I think you're our first Cher of the day.
Do you believe in life after love?
Hey,
hope.
I sure do.
What is Kermit saying?
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Go.
Do you believe in life after love?
Also, do you believe in life after love?
It's rough in the pasture.
Yep, good call. Mahomes, he's always getting penalties.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, rough in the pasture. Well played there, sir. Well played. All right, here is your question. What is the more common name for grape sugar?
Grape sugar.
Grape sugar. In Atlanta, it's called jelly.
Let's see here.
You've heard of it. You can have too much, you can have too little.
What's it called again? Glucose.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Justin, one and done.
Nice job.
Right. Look what happens when he turns into Cher.
A lot better than being biggest dummy.
Well, man, because you went by Cher. Just check it out tonight.
Do you believe in life after love?
Hi-ho.
All right, Cher, here's the true and false question for you.
I just don't hear hi-ho.
Do you believe in life after love?
Hi-ho.
He's got always had a Kermit the Frog.
What
tone.
Is he saying? It sounds like free hole.
That's what I keep hearing.
Hi ho. He says hi ho. Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Wait, play it again.
That's how he always introduces.
Do you believe in life after love?
Hi ho. Hi ho.
Man, that's the first thing
that's come out of his mouth every time he speaks, every time he's been on camera, his entire career.
Do except you that time. Listen.
Hi ho.
Hi ho. He's saying free ho.
Free hope.
You're hearing what I'm hearing, right, Todd?
Yeah, free something.
All right.
I'll find it.
All right, sure. I'm sure the lyrics will say he's saying hi-ho. I'm saying in the moment they recorded that, he does not say hi-ho.
Well, hang on. Now we're talking about three things. What? He's not on the song.
Oh.
Mike, I don't know. Jesus. Because she sounds a little bit like Kermit D. Frog. I do believe that's what he says generally, but right now it sounds like he's saying free.
Free-ho.
Yeah. Exact clip that I pulled.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, and this...
I'm here free-ho.
Okay.
You don't hear free-ho?
No.
Okay.
Sit there and be wrong, then.
All right, sir.
Hope shouldn't be locked up anyhow.
Here's your true or false question. True or false, the first book that included photographs, it was published in 1843, and it was about insects. True or false?
That's true.
Sounds good. Believe it or not, the first book that included photographs was about the ever-exciting world of algae. Yay.
Big Dummy is the game. 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Kylan. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Kylan.
This call will be recorded.
Really?
I got an awesome freaking set of tools.
Yeah. You still interested? Give me a call back.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, oh, yeah.
You left your underwear in my fireplace, Kylan.
Yeah, he's cheating on you.
This is not the first time. Tell your mother we said hello again.
All right, let's go on to...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello there, pilgrims.
Hola. Wade, are you sober or not sober?
Well, my birthday was yesterday. I'm kind of still riding the wave, if you know what I mean. So, no, not sober.
All right.
Riding the wave.
Still got some left is the translation on that one. Okay, Wade, you're Wade no longer. Pick a new name. Will you now be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I think I'm going to have to go Elvis just because he can dance and I can't.
Actual recording of Elvis's last moments. Got this exclusively.
Well, so one time I was bowling with an ex-girlfriend and I got a turkey. You know what that is? Like three strikes in a row?
Yeah.
And I did this little celebratory dance, and she looked at me in the face and said, "You should never dance in public again, ever."
Wow.
Yeah, it's that bad.
That's like,
and I'm a drummer, so you would think, you know, I could dance, but I can't. So I'm going Elvis.
You dance with your hands, my brother. You dance with your hands. All right. Here's your question, Elvis. Infantry, cavalry, and artillery cards are the key to what Parker Brothers game?
One and done. Nice job, Wade.
Did you play Risk when you were a kid there?
Oh, man, yeah. And we had a lot of fights over that game, too.
Really? I hated that game. My brother played it all the time. I couldn't stand it.
Wade, what did you end up doing for your birthday last night? Did you go out?
Last night, I stayed home, and then my cousin made German food for me. That's why I asked you about sausage yesterday on my birthday shout-out. And then she took me to the Indian reservation. I got a carton of cigarettes and a beer.
All right. Okay. What, did you have sausage or did you have like a Wiener Schnitzel?
So what it is, it's sausage, potatoes, and sauerkraut. And she bakes it all in the oven. And oh, man.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. What he doesn't know is she added antifreeze.
Yeah, I've already had like four servings of that.
Exactly as she wanted. Yeah. All right, Wade, here's your true or false question. Ventriloquism started as a religious practice.
Oh, ventriloquism is a religious practice?
Hey, everybody, it's the Pope.
I mean, I got to say false.
It's true.
Yeah.
Imagine really? How that went over. Oh, yeah, man. Took me a night to fly here. Boy, are my arms tired.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, you on team sober or team not sober today?
Team sober today.
All right, Jess, welcome to Big Dummy. Jess, you are Jess no longer. You're now picking a one-word name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
You guys kind of ruined Cher for me. If I have to hear that one more time, I'm going Pink.
Just so you know there, Pink, Mike knew in advance you were going to pick Pink.
I knew it.
Like she's going to pick. I was hoping you picked Elvis. I really was. All right, Pink, here is your question. What musical is based on a series of children's books by P.L. Travers? They made a movie, and this movie convinced a young Miles Montgomery to jump off of his roof.
Oh,
Cats?
Oh. Not a bad guess in all honesty.
I like that was a quick guess.
Yeah. It's a Broadway musical.
They made a movie.
About Icarus?
That'd be Mary Poppins.
Oh.
The less dramatic Mary Poppins story.
Wasn't Icarus the one that flew too
close to the sun? Yeah. And then Mary Poppins did the same thing. Horrible death. We never bring it up to the kids. Yeah.
Then Iron Maiden sung about it.
Yeah. Huh? You know what they say? Chitty chitty bang bang.
That is exactly what they say. That's how they close.
That's not Mary Poppins?
That's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Isn't that her in the flying car? She's singing that?
No.
No. The hell movie am I thinking about?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I got to stop doing so many psychedelics.
Yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
They're all the same to me.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
There's a movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Come on.
That's the movie.
And I guarantee you, somewhere in the world, there is a food dish called a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Would you eat it?
Oh, son of a bitch.
That sounds like sausages, honestly.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah.
What if it's chili?
Like, it's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sounds like you've got like two servings of mashed potatoes and two sausages.
Sounds like a stripper to me.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Like bangers and mash. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't know.
That's not the state.
To me, it sounds like a chili where they will not tell you the ingredients.
Bang bang.
I want to make it sound like I'm a gangster. I'm just like, yeah, man. Then he rolled up, chitty chitty bang bang. So that's done.
It's taken care of.
Yeah.
Look at that Andrew, he weird, man. All right, here's your question. Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of the Mexican defeat of what country?
France?
Got it. Nice job, Jesse. Very good.
And by the way, Ted, somebody cleared this up for you on the text line regarding you confusing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins.
Is it a Julie Andrews thing or something?
No. It is, in fact, Mr. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
He is in both, you see.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Both Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins. Which sex move would you try first? She says, I really want you to do the Mary Poppins, or she wants you to do the Chitty Bang Bang.
No. Mary Poppins.
No, I'm going with Chitty Bang Bang.
Like, I don't know what
you're going to do. Chitty Bang Bang about?
I don't know.
It's a flying car, dude.
All right, but I would be willing to bet if that Dick Van Dyke has outlasted a lot of those kids in Mary Poppins.
Well, he was a man then.
They were kids. You took this to a dark place. You're saying
he's still alive.
But the kids.
But the kids are dead.
More of the kids from Mary Poppins are dead
than Dick Van Dyke. Yes.
Yes. He has outlived them.
Yes. Correct. He played an adult in that movie.
Right.
Yeah. He's got kids around him. That means there's easily a 15-year age difference. Dick Van Dyke wins.
All right. So Dick Van Dyke is still alive. Let's see.
How old is he?
Mr. Banks.
No adults are going to be alive in that movie. Just Dick. Right?
Jane Banks, still alive.
How old?
She was born in 1955, so that'd make her, what, 70 this year?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe there's a handful of them.
And then Michael. I don't know. They still got the kid picture for Michael. It's not looking good. Oh, he died in 77.
Yes, all right.
God, he wasn't 20 years old. He was 19 when he died.
Had to be an OD. Yeah. See, I'm right.
Miles.
Well, I'm just saying.
God, why does it have to be an OD?
I don't know.
He could have gotten in a car accident.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
Game is big, Jeff. 06803. Oh, you got the black lung.
Joey!
It wasn't some lifelong thing, man.
He got tuberculosis.
Osteoporosis killed him.
He got polio. Took him out.
You have no idea.
So dark.
Miles actually invented a time machine. Exactly. Went back in time and killed that
man, just to be right.
I
knew you'd be dead.
Are you looking up how he died?
I am. We're going to look up how this kid went down.
Oh, come on. Don't do that.
Well, we got to know, man. Let's see here. Death. Where's that? Illness and death. Okay. Contracted hepatitis while in India. By the time his father brought him back to London, the disease had spread to his pancreas. He died in 77 at the age of 21 in the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, London.
Hepatitis.
Hemorrhagic necrotizing pancreatitis.
Jesus, God, man.
Yeah, so I had an OD, Miles.
Hepatitis, two to A and B shots.
Oh, God.
Yeah, crazy.
Be glad you didn't get it.
That's what I'm saying.
You're laughing at that young man. That probably wasn't around this. Die before his time. Man. But Dick Van Dyke's still alive.
That's right.
99 years old.
Because he had his vaccinations.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Dancing on the screen. You and your girl in your Johnson, hola!
Your
girl in your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober at the moment. I wanted to make sure I wasn't on speakerphone like last time.
All right, we appreciate that. Okay, Jeff, you're Jeff No More. You got a new a name there. Are you going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Out of all those, I think I could pull off the most. We're going to go with Prince.
Dearly beloved.
Okay.
Why do you think you could pull off Prince?
Well, I'm short, I got long hair, I got a mustache. I think if I wanted to do Elvis, someone would look at me and be like, no, you're not an Elvis.
Dearly beloved.
You're lying to me.
I ain't got long hair and a mustache.
Sounds like Lord Farquaad.
I know, that's what I was picturing, too.
I could probably pass as Lord Farquaad a lot better than Prince, honestly. Right.
Dearly beloved.
Lucky you.
Have you seen that guy that's like a rapper in New York City? And he literally has the Lord Farquaad haircut.
No.
Oh, it's awesome. And he like he dates like a black woman, so people are always like, you don't see him always, and it's like always dudes hitting on his girl, and he's like, what the hell, man? And they're like, Lord Farquaad, look at him, effer.
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
Damn.
It's awesome.
Damn.
All right, Jeff, here's your question. The Golden Gate Bridge spans what bay? The Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, I don't think this is right, but San Francisco Bay.
You got it.
All right, that's all I was going to call
it. You got it, Jeff. Nice work. Is that one and done?
All right, I'll take it.
Is that one and done or two and out?
One and done.
Oh, one and done. All right, hang on. We got a true or false question for you before we let you go.
All right, true final answer.
You're saying true final answer?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's right. How did you know that?
I haven't even asked the question yet. Would you like to know the question I was going to ask?
No, he's yes.
The question was, true or false, West Virginia is the only remaining state that does not ban bestiality. He guessed before I even asked him a yes.
And you know what? He was wrong.
No, he was correct.
David ruled it out yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
still on the table, boys.
Damn.
I want to know who's not voting on that.
That's the question.
You know? Let's get in the chamber, Neil.
No, it's not about, okay, is this even an issue? If you object to this, will someone just raise their hand and stand up? I need to hear this.
No, there's bigger problems.
I need to hear this.
There's bigger problems in this state.
We can still do that thing.
Tell that to the...
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I ain't seen a woman in this holler in 10 years.
Tell that to Darnell's goat.
Darnell's goat. Let's write the ode to Darnell's goat.
More a big dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're in the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some hot food takes.
Hot takes.
Like fried pickles are overrated. Coming up at 4:30. Head chef right after the game known as Big Dummy. 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dylan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Dylan?
Fishing and drinking beer.
Oh, you are? What are you fishing for?
In a couple zins.
Nice.
Going all out. What are you fishing for?
Springers.
All right, very cool. All right, Dylan, you are Dylan No More. On our men's room poll, you're going to pick a new name. As Ranker has come up with a voting deal there for the best one-name singer of all time.
Yes.
So will you be now Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
Gonna have to go with Elvis.
You can pass as an Elvis.
Yeah.
Drinking beer, fishing, a couple zins. Yeah. All right, Elvis.
I agree with Ted, though. Should have picked a different song.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, what song did you want?
What
there,
song
Elvis?
Would you have picked for Elvis?
Any other song, I guess.
Any other song.
So you're basically saying, right. I would not have picked that one. However, I can't even tell you one other Elvis Presley title.
But what you did was wrong.
No Hound Dog, no Jailhouse Rock, no Viva
Don't
Las
be
Vegas.
Cruel.
Yeah, I mean, there's nine
Don't
million.
Be cool.
Suspicious Minds.
Can't throw any out.
Not a single one.
See, that just completely nicks that argument.
You know what? You're not Elvis anymore. You're Dylan again.
Yeah, Dylan. Just wanted us to feel bad about our choice.
Hey, Elvis, what kind of flavor you got on that upper decky?
Cool Mint 6.
Oh, solid.
6.
I don't think you should have chosen that one. There's so many better ones out there.
I think I'm 1 through 5.
You guys leave Elvis alone, all right? He's in it. He's fishing. He agrees with me. He's a great American.
All right, Elvis.
Yeah, I'm down here in Longview.
And Longview.
Oh, man, that place smells great. Don't eat that fish, dude. Don't. Are you in the Columbia?
Yes, sir.
Do not eat that fish there, man.
I'll smoke it.
All right. Okay. Just don't eat it.
Just don't eat it.
Man, it's going to taste like wood. It's going to taste like sawdust, and you know it.
All right. Here's your question. Which social media app, launched in 2011, became famous for its filters and disappearing filters? Disappearing photos, sorry.
Oh, man. Oh, yep, I got it.
Ted's got
should
it.
I know this?
Yeah, you should. This? Think about it.
You've heard of it. I didn't know this.
Kids used to ask for numbers. Now they're asking for this.
It's got to be Snapchat.
Boom.
Okay. Yes.
One and done.
I kind of like Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give Elvis credit. He's judgy, but at least you're smart. All right. Here is your question. True or false? The dessert tiramisu was invented in a French restaurant because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Hmm.
Eat some.
It does have alcohol. True.
Have some of these That's lady true. Fingers.
Nope.
Now look.
Don't eat the fish, Dylan. It was invented because they believed it was an aphrodisiac. It was not created in a French restaurant. It was created in Italian brothels.
Yeah. Definitely Italian.
Lady fingers and coffee. That's all you need.
That's what kind of why they built the cannoli too.
Oh yeah,
just in case you didn't hook up later.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
surprise. I need a cannoli to go.
A cannoli is cheaper than the lady. How much money?
Just give me the cannoli. It's not going to work out.
Right, it's not happening tonight.
It's not happening. I'm out. Just give me a cannoli to go.
Philip agrees.
Yeah, please.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
John?
Oh, I'm here.
Hold on.
John, sober, not sober.
Oh, and John's gone.
John's gone.
I'm here. Click.
Lee got dumped.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola, Johnny. Are you sober or not sober?
Oh, we're working on not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA, John?
I am not. I'm drinking vodka and apple juice. Don't judge me.
Wow.
Dylan.
Vodka, apple juice. Okay.
All right. Dean Martin.
Hey, Chad, you got to go say hi to Emily soon.
I know. I saw her a few weeks. Jesus, that was probably a couple months ago. She's only working.
Talking.
All right.
Go see Emily.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let's go see Emily.
Damn, man.
Why is that so hard?
All right, I'm the bad one.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. All right, Johnny. You got to pick a new name on our men's room poll. I'm going to read these real slow because Mike's in the other room. Are your name going to be Elvis?
Are your name?
Is your name going to be Elvis? Are you Prince, Cher, or Pink on our men's room poll?
Oh, give me that Blue Christmas. Let's go, Elvis.
Guys, gotta tell. Real quick on tiramisu. If you're ever downtown in Belltown, Wasabi, good sushi place.
Absolutely.
Green tea tiramisu.
And to point out that it was invented in an Italian brothel. See if they'll take money off.
I think the green tea one was invented in an Asian brothel.
Yes. I don't stop there.
I know. I wish people could have seen my face when I said the throw like an Asian one, man.
You didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, be glad that you did not see his face. All right, Johnny, here is your question. How many soldiers set out to find Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan? Not to be confused with Saving Ryan's Privates, which is an actual porn.
It is.
I don't have no idea. Let's go 69.
Is it like a special forces or is it 200 people? No.
A lot less.
Squad.
It was like seven.
It was eight.
Eight. Yeah. Right, because it's their squad.
It wasn't worth nine.
Seen that movie.
I watched it last week.
Really?
I have like
what is? I mean,
awesome
my
movie.
God!
I know, it's like I watch rom coms on planes, and if I have vacation. I watch sad war movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, we had time off.
I don't.
And that's where you went.
I want to be depressed by the most horrific intro of a movie ever.
It's a hell of a movie.
It is.
But you're right, Mike. I started with the beach scene when they started, and I was like, I'm a little bit in. I got to check it out. Just powerful. I mean, just great movie.
Just throw on a bathrobe, put on a Full Metal Jacket. Apocalypse Now. Any other pick-me-ups?
I think the wife and I got stoned last time I started that movie, and we just got so bummed out by the intro. We're like, let's not watch this anymore.
It doesn't get any better, honestly. The whole movie's sad.
Let's just put on the Deer Hunter.
Is that Train Spotting?
Bring the room up. Yeah. See, Deer Hunter, too dark, but I'd still watch Platoon.
Oh, that's too dark. Okay. There is a limit.
Yeah, the Deer Hunter's weird when they're home. That's what bugs me.
Okay. Look, Honey, Marley and Me.
Yeah, let's put it on.
Oh, is that Schindler's List?
The kids seem happy. Get them in here. That'll calm them down. All right, Johnny.
Well, I was about to say, you know what? I love Glory. But at the end of the day, that whole regiment dies.
Sure. Again, these are your movies. These are your pick-me-ups. Ted on vacation. All right.
Living life.
Yeah,
just
man.
Waiting for the one teardrop.
I mean, literally, the one day I wasn't out in the sun doing stuff. God, it sounds pathetic now. I was sitting at home watching Saving Private Ryan.
Damn, like, these boys.
Look at me on vacation, eating leftovers, watching Private Ryan.
Living it up. Man.
This is the part where you don't have as much fun.
The part where the guy picks up his own arm.
All right, Johnny, here's your question. What four C's are named after colors? Colors. S-E-A-S.
Four C's.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Give me a second here. All right.
I know two of them.
Right.
Let's see. We got Black Sea, Red Sea.
Mm-hmm. One of us not.
One of them what?
Pretty sure one of them isn't deep, as it were.
Deep.
A deep blank sea.
Man, I have no idea. Black Sea, Red Sea, Green Sea, Blue Sea. I don't know.
Green Sea, Blue Sea.
How about Caspian?
What color is Caspian? Yeah.
Well, it's one of them fancy blue ones.
Oh.
Caspian blue.
I don't
fancy
know.
Fancy blue.
What do you hear somebody say? There's one of them fancy blue ones.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that Caspian sea.
Well, there's a blue sea, right?
There's not a blue sea.
There's the deep blue sea, Miles.
Blue sea was a sushi place.
That's all you're right.
Well, three.
Not bad tacos.
You said what? Black, red. What was the other one you said?
He didn't know.
I don't even remember. Green. Okay.
Is there a yellow sea?
There's a yellow sea.
Is there a pink sea?
No.
Why? Miles.
Why?
Sit there. You be quiet.
The pink sea.
You have the Red Sea, the Black Sea,
Green
the
sea?
Yellow Sea, and the White Sea.
Ooh.
All right.
All right.
Where's the White Sea?
Utah.
Africa.
Oh. Where's the Yellow Sea?
It's exactly don't where ask. You think. It
come
is.
On.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, Johnny.
Where's the Black Sea?
Know where you think. Not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's farther north than I would have thought.
These don't really, it doesn't really, the name is not geography. All right.
One of them.
Tell me the Red Sea's near Ireland.
No. All right, your question. There are five oceans on this earth: the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic, the Indian, and what?
Wait, say those one more time.
There are five oceans on earth.
Earth.
The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and the Indian Ocean. What's the fifth one?
I don't know. Antarctic?
Yeah, or South.
Yeah.
Either the Southern Ocean or the Antarctic. Yeah, you did get it, man.
Good job.
When did they introduce that? The fifth sea?
Well, it was always...
Because when I was growing up, it was always...
It was the fifth ocean.
It's always been there. What? I know it's always been there.
They also changed it to the southern. They changed it to the... It was always the Antarctic Ocean, but they also changed it to the Southern Ocean in our lifetime.
I swear when I was growing up, they just said there were the four and that, you know...
It was five and seven continents.
Right. Well, seven continents, I know.
Yeah.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
We'll just say not sober today.
All right, Dwayne. Are you drinking a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven?
I am, Miles.
Nice work, Dwayne. Sir. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. And so does the Fisher House. All right, Dwayne. You're Dwayne No More, by the way. Now pick a new name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I'm going to... Well, the last Elvis guy, I think he should have said Viva Las Vegas, but I'm going to go with Prince.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Prince, here's the question. What is the more common name for hydrogen hydroxide? Hydrogen hydroxide.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can think of is hydrogen peroxide right now.
But it's hydroxide.
That does not.
Is it dihydrogen
hydroxide?
Hydroxide. What was your guess?
I don't know. I said hydrogen peroxide, but I don't think that's right.
It is not right.
Is it mustard gas?
Oh, God, no, it's water.
Oh.
Isn't that dihydrogen monoxide?
Did you say monoxide?
Yeah.
No.
There's
hydrogen hydroxide. Hydra.
And hydroxide.
Like the, cookie.
Dihydrogen.
Overthinking.
Hydrogen hydroxide. Mike's typing it in, that's all. Like the cookie. Yes. Can I get a hydroxide? Yeah,
fact check that, Mike.
I'm working on it.
Oh, listen to Dwayne. Yeah, fact check that, Mike.
Mike.
What you got? Hydrogen hydroxide. Gets harder to say the more I say. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, out of the game.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Okay. Hydroxide.
I will stand corrected. Hydrogen hydroxide.
That's all it said. How about that, Dwayne?
Because there's two H's is what I went. There's
you
one
just
o
got
two
your,
H's.
Your fact checked. We checked you right in your fact. All right, Dwayne.
Yeah, you got me.
Here's a question. What is the name of Marty's band in the film Back to the Future? It's also a Hellraiser character.
Pretty much the only one you know.
Pinheads?
They named their band after Pinheads.
It was like Chuck Berry and the
and the Pinheads. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Rock. Oh, wait, no, it was Marvin Berry that was in there.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Mitchell.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Is that mean you're stoned, Matt?
What's that?
Are you stoned?
No.
You giggled after you said that. All right, pick a new name, Matt. Is it going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I'd have to go with Pink because I can make up a whole bunch of stuff, right?
All right. All right, Pink, here's your question. How many different marshmallow shapes are in Lucky Charms?
Ooh.
Damn, Mike.
Five. I'm going to say five.
I don't know if you're getting your bargain basement Lucky Charms. You know what, man? Both you and Matt Miles, I don't know what you're dealing with. You want at least eight different marshmallow shapes.
I think the cereal sucks. I'm not buying it.
It's not bad, man. Yeah, there are eight different shapes.
Eight.
I would accept seven or eight. There are hearts. Yeah. There are stars. But some of them are stars / horseshoes. So I would accept seven or eight. So hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, moons, unicorns, rainbows, and balloons.
I'd almost rather eat grape nuts.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Over Lucky Charms.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
I hate those and the puffy corn ones.
The puffy corn ones are ridiculous. Yeah, they're the worst.
The pops are the absolute
They are the worst.
Yeah.
But grape nuts.
Gotta have grape nuts before I eat Lucky Charms.
There is no way.
Yes, I would.
You eat grape nuts when your doctor tells you
that you have to.
There's no one else that just eats grape nuts.
Frosted, shredded wheat.
Miles, I will die on the hill with you that corn pops are better than Lucky Charms, but I will leave you abandoned for grape nuts.
No, I said corn nut pops are the worst.
No, they're not.
The ultimate worst.
You like those?
I love corn pops.
I grew up on them.
Really?
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah, dude.
Huh.
They're terrible. I agree with Miles on that. Disagree heartily about the grape nuts versus Lucky Charms. What? Anyway, what about Lucky Charms, Mike? You gotta like those.
I love Lucky Charms.
All right. We got that.
Damn.
I don't like Irish breakfast cereal.
That's what it is. Bangers and mash.
That is a lie.
I've seen you have Jameson for breakfast.
Point taken.
Well played.
Point taken.
Cereal is bad for you in general.
Yeah. Thank you. That's why I drink Jameson.
How do you think I got the name Pink?
That's right. That's
all right, Matt, speaking of cereal, how many different colors of Fruit Loops are there? How many different colors of Fruit Loops?
Ted.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Six? Yeah.
What'd you guess?
Six.
Oh, wow. I thought there was five Fruit Loops.
No, man, he knows his Fruit Loops. All right. There is red. There is orange. There is yellow. There is green. There is blue. And there is purple.
And they all taste the same,
they
right?
taste exactly
they
the same.
They all taste the colors of the rainbow.
How do you spell fruits and Fruit Loops?
F-R-I-T.
That would be Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. O-O-T.
It is, in fact, F-R-O-O-T.
Now, that's not a bad song.
Oh, fruit.
I don't think
they can legally call them Fruit Loops. Like, well... I mean, there's no, like, fruit in them, man. But, you know.
Thing is, you would never put a banana in Fruit Loops. You know, you used to cut up a banana in your cereal. It just doesn't make sense.
The banana would taste weird.
I know.
It would taste natural.
Goddamn it, he just hung up.
All right. Albino Matt.
All
right. Let's click on his ass and he went away.
Oh, nice all job. Right. We're playing against each other today.
All right, playing against each other.
Here we go.
Do we have to chime in or just yell it?
What's your name going to be, by the way?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Should we get a different song?
Yeah. I've changed mine up. I think I'm going to be Cher.
Do you believe in life after love?
Free hope.
Free hope.
Mike.
Free hope.
To me. All right, thanks. So we're your contestants right now. It's just so you got all. I am Cher.
All right.
This is
Elvis.
This is Elvis, and that's Pink.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right. Your question. What was Robert De Niro's nickname in the movie Ace? I immediately looked at Elvis.
Ace?
No, you mean...
Oh, God damn it, I read it right.
Oh, God.
I guess Ace.
Hang on. Casino,
I read it wrong.
That's also...
No, nobody gets points on that.
No, you
that's
can't crap. Get points.
Well, I knew the movie.
You did know the movie, but he gave you the character, and the character was the question.
Yeah. I'm supposed to say in the movie Casino. I said the movie Ace.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your question. Which of the seven dwarves comes first?
Happy.
Alphabetically.
Oh, 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 oh.
over. Alphabetically?
Doc. Alphabetically.
Doc.
Incorrect.
Dopey.
Incorrect.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I'm going to give
Bashful.
You
one. Damn it.
But Happy really does.
Do you believe
but Happy does.
I hope.
Happy does really.
Grumpy.
He goes
grumpy. He gets it done.
You know he does.
All right.
Because he's happy.
Caracas is the capital of what country?
Venezuela.
Wow.
Ding.
Good job. Hey.
Wow. Caracas.
Caracas, Venezuela.
This is the speed round.
Yeah.
I'd like to smell your Caracas.
Mm.
All right. Mm. I'm in your city. Pull your pants off.
Smells like bleaches.
All right. Your question. What did Nazi Germany's regime replace Santa Claus with? Mm. It's a Norse god.
Ooh.
Oh, I like you guys right.
Krampus?
You don't know.
Krampus.
Incorrect.
A Norse god.
I have no idea.
Think about Thor.
Odin?
Odin, that is correct.
Two for my cock.
Mike was pretending to not know that. I saw you look down at your tattoo. All right, your question. What is the more common name for the fruit Citrus paradisiae? Citrus paradisiae.
Orange. Lime.
Keep spinning.
I'll go lemon.
Now, the worst of the citrus fruits, the grapefruit.
Ah, I hate grapefruit.
Okay. You'll eat grape nuts, but not grapefruit.
No,
I would
absolutely.
Rather eat a grapefruit before I eat a bowl of grapefruit.
Grapefruit is not bad if you cover it in sugar, but that defeats the point.
Nothing's bad when you cover it in
exactly.
sugar.
Exactly. And grapefruit juice maybe is the worst juice of all time.
Well, no, it's a good alternative for a mimosa juice.
Really?
Yeah, grapefruit juice shines at breakfast.
Yeah.
And there's cocktails. You can use it when you make a Bay Breeze.
Couldn't I use orange juice?
Well, you use both.
Oh, all right.
I like to see you stroll into a place.
What's in a Bay Breeze?
You took off your undershirt, just had on that, leave that open.
Yeah.
Like, sir, let me get a Bay Breeze.
Doesn't matter where I even walk into. I can just walk into Met like this. Let me get it. And you're telling me they're going to make me a Bay Breeze.
Isn't it just vodka, orange juice, and grapefruit?
I don't know.
Oh. Or there's a Madras, too. There's a couple different. You just.
When's the last time you had a Bay Breeze? I've never had a Bay Breeze in my life.
I wouldn't even know to order it.
I think I had one in Hyannis when I was out on the Cape.
Because, like, the first drinks you seem to learn are the ones that say, like, the buttery nipple, right? Sex on the beach, redheaded slut. But the Bay Breeze, never made it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some just simple ones that have fancy names, right? So I think I might be confusing. I think, cranberry in orange juice and vodka.
What's in a redheaded
Madras.
Slut?
Madras.
Okay.
Right. Madras, right?
That does sound fancy.
Redheaded slut's what? Jaeger, cranberry.
I was kidding.
It's true.
Oh.
You really know that.
Yeah. Dude, I worked at a college bar. It was popular.
That's fine. Head chefs coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the Talking Chips, and Hot Food Takes. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.